the Feast of the Assumption is the biggest religious holiday in Sri Lanka, but this year the bishop of the Manar Diocese says he has been left with no other choice than to cancel celebrations at the shrine, to the disappointment of many thousands of pilgrims. Emer McCarthy has this report.
With a history of over 400 years, this shrine acts as a center for pilgrimage and worship for Sri Lankan Catholics, both Tamil and Sinhalese alike. And yet it is much, much more. This church has been a symbol of unity not just between Tamils and Sinhalese, but also between people of different religions, including Buddhists, Hindus and Protestants. Now, the shrine is a no-man's land caught up between the island nation's warring factions.
There was on one side the LTTE having their occupied area, and on the other side there was the government troops' occupied area. And in between was the Church of Our Lady of Maru.
Vincent Marius Joseph Perius is Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Colombo. He says the bishops of Sri Lanka fully support the Bishop of Manar's decision to cancel the annual pilgrimage.
So this is my position, and I think the position of the Bishop of Manar is that the feast should be celebrated, of course, but on a low key.
Bishop Perius notes that attendance for the August festival at times touched close to 1 million people, but that since the latest outbreak of the decades-long Sri Lankan conflict, pilgrims have been sorely put to the test by both sides.
The LTTE was taxing those pilgrims who were coming. Then, last time, the Sinhalese pilgrims were able to come back. But the Tamil pilgrims, they had problems because the LTTE was preventing them from going. Then there was the escalation of war. And during the escalation, the Sri Lankan forces captured Madu area because it was heavily shelled. The government forces occupied.
Now Bishop Perius says the government is attempting to use the shrine as a political pawn and exploit its popularity for their own purposes.
Now the government has renovated the church, Madu Shrine. They are encouraging people to go to Madu and celebrate the feast. The government is trying to capitalize on the situation and gain political mileage, and in another 2 weeks' time there are going to be elections, provincial elections.
Concluding, Bishop Perius notes that the Assumption is a feast of hope.
Let's hope that there will be a change of heart and we will have peace in this country. It is such a beautiful country and we are going from bad to worse on the brink of a catastrophe.
I'm Emer McCarthy.